you wouldn't necessarily think that a Canadian feed ingredient is going to be ideal for feeding shrimp in Southeast Asia. But and it was one of the projects that I worked on very quickly after when I got there, recognizing that when you're feeding shrimp, they tend to be crawling along the bottom of these ponds. They're not actively swimming or anything like that. And so the way you feed them, you throw the pellets into the water, they sink to the bottom, and then the shrimp come along and nibble away at the pellets. And it can take a couple of hours for them to nibble through the whole pellet. Well, the technological challenge with that is that how do you stop the pellet from falling apart and becoming mush in the water? Because if you were to take, you can try the experiment yourself, if you take a hog feed or a chicken feed pellet and put it in a glass of water, I can guarantee you within 10 minutes it would just be, it would fall apart, it would be mush on the bottom. And so when you're feeding shrimp, you have to have a way of keeping that pellet firmly together. And the solution is to tie it together with wheat gluten. And it's the same thing that makes a loaf of bread rise. If you have a nice strong gluten content, which Canadian wheat does have, when you get the yeast in the bread producing the gas bubbles, it helps the loaf rise and you trap all those bubbles in. Well, if you apply gluten in the feed manufacturing and make a pellet, that same gluten, which the proteins which tie together, can trap all the other components of the feed, all the other ingredients and nutrients into this matrix. So if you squeeze it in your hand, you could probably press it, break it, but with a certain amount of pressure, but holding it in the water, it's going to keep its intact shape because it's held in this matrix of gluten. So one of the things we wanted to do was test different types of wheat, if some wheats were better than others for shrimp feed. And we did some of that in the SIGGI facility. So they have a machine that measures something called gluten index, which is a measure of how well the gluten in wheat can hold together. And so we would make different types of fish feed. In fact, or shrimp feed. In fact, we worked with the fisheries laboratory out in West Vancouver. They actually pelleted the feeds for us using different types of wheat. Then we brought them back into SIGGI and tested them in water baths and just saw how long it took for the pellets to fall apart. And we found that some of the best Canadian red spring wheats were as better as any wheats in the world for holding these shrimp pellets together. And so that was information that we were able to take to customers around the world. And I visited a number of companies in Thailand and Indonesia and Philippines and places, and China, places like that, to talk about this technology. And that's a kind of an example of the type of services that SIGGI was able to provide.